Welcome to Current Events with Rex Tonkins, your monthly guide to the pulse of Colorado's government. Your host, Rex Tonkins, is here to deliver the latest updates and insights that affect every American, regardless of age. Join us as we dissect the decisions shaping our communities and explore their moral implications through the lens of the Bible. Together, let's empower ourselves with knowledge and steer towards the future we can all believe in. Make sure you like, share, and follow this video or podcast wherever you're listening or watching from so you do not miss any updates from Current Events with Rex Tonkins. Also, before we get started, visit electrextonkins.com and subscribe to his YouTube channel at Rex Tonkins. Now let's get started. Here is your host, Rex Tonkins.
We're going to start our time in prayer, but before we go into prayer, I got a verse of scripture I want to share with you out of Ephesians 1:18. And it says, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to us, to those he has called. If you believe in Christ, he has called you, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. We're God's glorious inheritance, and he wants us to flood our minds with his light of truth and the hope to help us understand that we have a calling, and we're called to stand up for such a time as this. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for each person that's listening to this podcast today. We thank you, Lord, that you will help us understand the hope that we have in you, the calling that you have placed upon us. You have made us a royal priesthood, a glorious inheritance for your glory, to be a voice for you, to fight for what is right, to love, and to lead with vision, to lead with our values, and to lead with our voice. So I pray each person that's listening will be challenged in their heart and encourage in their heart and become more informed and learn how you want them to serve. For such a time as this, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Many of our elected officials, Colorado, all across the nation, many have sold out. And I like what President George Washington said. He said, perceive that few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Some people can be bought because they haven't settled the money issue before the moment of temptation. The best way to guard yourself against a breach of an integrity is to make a decision today that you won't sell your integrity. Not for power, revenge, pride, or money, or any amount of money. So you have to settle that decision ahead of time before you step into anything God is calling you to do, because there will come temptation and there will be times where you will be under pressure to make some decisions. I like what the Bible says. You find out about a person when they're under pressure. You find out what kind of person they are, whether they going to change for the good or for the bad, or they going to go to the right or to the left. Pressure reveals a lot. And so we got to have leaders who can stand and not crack under pressure. And so Joshua makes it clear in Joshua 1:8. He said, meditate in my word day and night, and you will have good success. And he said, have I not, in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed, for I will be with you wherever you go. And that, if you break that down, that means not to crack under pressure. And so the word and the strength of Christ help us have the fortitude to keep fighting and not fall when pressure comes, when Satan came at Jesus, when he had been fasting 40 days, weak, and Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. And he said many times he used the word of God against the enemy. Every time he used the word of God, we have to know the word of God. We have to be meditating on the word of God. And any spirit that God has sent us in or leading us in, has called us in, we have to have the word of God as our weapon to fight back when the enemy comes against us. So it's important that we proclaim the word of God. We proclaim the praises of God because he has called every one of us who are in Christ out of darkness into his marvelous light. So it's important we realize that we need men and women who will do what's right under pressure. Some of the things I also want to share with you as our responsibility in understanding our constitution and understanding our role, it's important to understand what our founders had intended for our nation, what they intended. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "Our country is embarking on a great experiment in Republican democracy that would prove that man is capable of living in society and governing itself by his laws, self-imposed, and securing to his members the enjoyment of life, liberty, property, and peace." So basically, our forefathers, they wanted us to learn the importance of governing ourselves. And so there's many things that our government is doing that's so intrusive on our rights. Taking away our gun rights. There is a slow slide. All these, you know, some of these bills that just passed, Senate Bill 130. You can find this all on the website. So Senate Bill 130 basically says that you cannot take a gun in sensitive places. Members of the Senate are concealed carrying gun owners, and they have guns on them to protect themselves because people have tried to attack them. So with this new bill coming through, these senators cannot bring a weapon into the building, into the Senate floor, because of this new regulation that is coming, legislation. So now they saying they're going to rely. I was talking to a Democrat about this. I said, "Now how, this ain't right. What if someone," he said, "they're going to have to rely on the highway patrolman that's in the building to protect. They have guns." And I'm like, "What if someone take out the highway patrolman? Who's going to protect them?" See, we got to, you know, law-abiding citizens should not be punished because of people who are breaking the law. And so those things we need to really think about. The Constitution is the most significant political document in history. Why are they stepping all over our constitutional rights? Because they don't follow them. And they want control. They want to be God of the society, but they're not. There's only one God, supreme ruler. And so government is not God. And they are really stepping out of bounds on many of these laws. And we need to be aware of them. We have been given equality. Americans believe that all people are equally free by nature. Each has a free mind and each has an equal right to freedom. That means we're all born with the same opportunity. Not that we would necessarily achieve the same success in life. Protecting these rights is the main purpose of government. Did you hear that? Protecting our rights is the main purpose of government. But they are taking our rights over and over again, and it has to stop. When I get it in the Senate, as the Lord allow me to win this race, Senate District 10, I'm a fight. You know, I'm a fight for our rights. Any bills that go against our rights, it's going to be a no for me. And I know there is majority. They have the supermajority, but they're going to hear me, and I'm going to stand, and I'm going to speak up, just like my good friends, you know, Pastor Scott Bottoms and Ken DeGraff and Stephanie Luck and Senator Baisley. They are speaking up. It don't seem like it's making a difference, but we have to do what's right, even though many others are not doing what's right. It makes a difference in the kingdom of God, and it encourages. It's a fight. You know, it's like a David and Goliath situation. but God gives us the victory. Those people that vote like this, they got to go home. They got to sleep on their pillows at night. And we pray that the holy conviction of God will come upon their conscience and help them realize you cannot keep doing this. And I will be praying on that Senate floor. I'll be praying hard and fighting against the principalities, because our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. And so those rulers of darkness are the people who are in leadership roles that Satan is using to push his agenda. So we need to pray against those things and stand up against those things. And then we have unalienable rights. Our most important rights are called natural rights and are unalienable, meaning they cannot be taken away. Government cannot take away these rights because they don't come from government. All people are born with these natural rights, such as the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Every human has equal rights and should be treated as an equal individual, not as a member of some special group. And then we have personal responsibility. So it's important. The American idea is based on the belief that ordinary people can govern themselves. If we got to have this discipline and the understanding, we live in a culture and a country that it requires us to govern ourselves and not be governed by the government. Those who can't govern themselves, those who break the law, those who do wrong, that's why they have to be put in a structured environment, an institution, because they don't have the discipline. They keep breaking the rules and the laws. That's why we have prisons. That's why we have juvenile facilities. That's why we have these structured environments to help those who don't have the discipline and the self-governability to govern themselves. People can take care of their own needs, not always depend on a king. Yes, there's times we need help. Everybody need help from time to time, but that ain't our number one dependence. Our number one dependence is supposed to be upon God, not government. The church is supposed to be coming alongside communities to help bring support, not the government. The church, unfortunately, as a whole, has abdicated our responsibility to serve and to help build up the communities that we live in. So it's important that we understand we provide for themselves, anyone else to provide for themselves and their families. Do families need help from time to time? Yes, indeed. Do we need assistance and to call out and let people know? Yes, we do at times, but it shouldn't be solely on government what we rely our dependence on. We got to depend on God, and we need to communicate with our families and our church families when there is a need. So that's some of the things I want you to be aware of, that we have these rights, and we must keep in line with the things God wants us to do. Now, a lot of people, it's natural for us to want to stay away from hard stuff, to reject the hard things. But I want to challenge you to embrace what God is telling you to do. It may seem so difficult, may seem so overwhelming, but I want to encourage you to embrace what God is calling you to do. I had to make that decision. You know, if I was at a place and time, I did not like politics. I didn't like the strife and the stuff that comes with it, the attacks and the lies, and just so much, you know, uproar that comes with it. But I had to understand that God has been calling me and wooing me to step into this. And I finally had to embrace what God was doing. You know, some of y'all know, I just came last year in August, came through a 6-person jury trial and came through a victory. But it was a 2-year journey that I ain't want nothing to do with. But I had to embrace what God was doing in my life and accept, you know, the hardness, the financial hardship, the mental and spiritual hardship. I had to embrace it. And so the word embrace simply means to accept change. Change is necessary to get to the next season God has for you. You know, I take it to when I play sports. Man, I didn't want to run the 400 meters as a young track student athlete, but my coach had me run it. I didn't like it. It was painful. But boy, after I went through the season of training and came through that, it made me such a strong athlete. It helped me in every area of my life to have the endurance. So embrace things that seem so difficult. Embrace what God is calling you to do. Even though it seems like you can't do it, you can't do it, but you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Just step into it and accept what God wants you to do. I thank God for my good friends. I thank God for my wife, Vicky. Now, she's in her third term as a GOP chair. It's been difficult, and she needs a lot of support and prayer. And can you believe there are so many people who are so ungrateful for all the work that she's put in to bring structure and organization and unity and a team of people together to make a difference, to raise the level of volunteerism in El Paso County in the GOP, to keep the budget low and being able to keep all the bills paid and everything taken care of. So leadership is so much important, and we need you. In this Senate district race, now I'm shifting to the Senate district race. My opponents, some have voted against the current incumbent, voted against the caucus system, the open primary. Why would you do that? Why would you not allow we the people to have opportunity to get involved? Why would you vote against that? Why would you vote against allowing anybody else that's not a Republican to vote in our primary? Why? So those questions you have to ask yourself. Why has there been a vote like that against a very current senator? So do your research. Why has not been such an impact? The current senator has served 16 terms. 16. What impact has he had? I mean, 16 times? And you can't make a difference? We done got worse. So we got to think about those things. Your voting record? Why is it not an A? You got all that experience? Those are some questions we need to think about and ask. So I want to serve. And I will. I know I need God's help and I need your help. I know it won't happen all in 1 month. It may not happen all in the first session of the changes that we need to say happen. But it's going to be a lot of prayer going on. And it's going to be a lot of standing for our constitutional rights. It's being a voice. So I just encourage you to stand with us in this time. As we close out this time, I just want to thank you so much. Just before I close out, Senate bill. So let me explain how they do it. SB 24-131 is to prohibit the carrying of firearms in sensitive places. So SB means Senate bill, and 24 is the year is that they are pushing it, and the number is 131. On the House side, is HB 24 is an example. It's House Bill 24-1348, which means secure firearms in the storage in a vehicle, and the fine would be $500. So they want you to keep they're pushing this bill that you have to keep your firearm locked up in a lockbox if you're near sensitive places. And if you don't do that, if it's not locked away, it's a fine of $500. So we want to understand these things are just intrusive. Then you have House Bill 1147 is censorship it's a censorship. If someone puts something out there about someone through AI or however artificial intelligence, you can also be censored and you may have nothing to do with it. So it's important that we understand what's happening. I encourage you, go to the Senate, go to the House floor, go here, go in person. And when you're there in person, pray. Talk to your representatives. Understand. Try to get a grasp of why they vote this way. And some of them will try to explain it. Some of them will lie. And so, but most of them, there's few that's going to tell you the truth. Listen to those who's telling the truth. All right. I want to thank you so much. I need you to go to our website at Elect Rex Tonkins and go to our Facebook page. And also, I need you to give to this, or just because it's going to take team. I'm asking those who are, especially the body of Christ, our line, we have the same values, biblical values. Help me. Get the word out. Go to my Facebook page. Like the page. Make a comment. All those things are important. Share with your neighbors who I am and why I'm running. Share my website. All those things are needed. We got to get the word out, and I need your help. I want to thank you so much. God bless you. And remember, you have a destiny.
And that's a wrap for this episode of Current Events with Rex Tonkins. Stay informed, stay engaged, and remember, your voice matters. If you're passionate about making a difference in Colorado's future, consider supporting Rex Tonkins in his race for Senate District Number 10. Visit electrextonkins.com or on YouTube at Rex Tonkins. Together, let's stand for principled leadership and a brighter tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, take care.